First today to the High Court bombshell that's thrown the entire Commonwealth system of offshore processing for asylum seekers into question. In a landmark decision, the High Court today upheld a challenge mounted by lawyers for two Sri Lankan Tamil asylum seekers who'd had their refugee claims rejected. The court found that the federal government cannot deny access to the nation's court system to those asylum seekers who arrive by boat onto an area excised from Australia's migration zone. Not only is this a win for the two Sri Lankans, but it could apply to any asylum seekers denied access to the courts all the way back to when the Migration Act was changed by the Howard government almost a decade ago. In Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Howard government introduced legislation that was supported by Labor to excise thousands of islands from Australia's migration zone, with the express aim to deny all asylum seekers arriving by boat access to Australia's court system when it came to reviewing rejected refugee claims. But the High Court's ruled that because the Immigration Minister decides to apply the Migration Act to every asylum seeker's application for protection or refugee status, asylum seekers should also be afforded procedural fairness in the review of the assessment of their claims. In other words, asylum seekers from Christmas Island shouldn't be treated differently under Australian law when it comes to applying for protection. The coordinator of the Refugee and Immigration Legal Centre, David Mann, initiated the action on behalf of two Sri Lankan Tamils. Their asylum claims have been rejected and could be revisited by the Independent Merits Review, but not reviewed in the courts. Mr. Mann had a big win today.
The attempt to keep these people outside Australian law and the protection of Australian courts has failed. This is a great decision for the rule of law in this country. The High Court has unanimously ruled that these decisions for our clients were unfair and unlawful because the government was not applying ordinary Australian laws to decisions on these life or death matters. So we call on the government to publicly confirm that it will respect the court's decision and give all these people a new decision-making process that complies with the ruling of the court. That is, decisions must be made fairly and in compliance with ordinary Australian law.
And does that mean that asylum seekers who have their refugee claims rejected, in your view, now will have access to the Australian court system?
That's right. The decision applies to every asylum seeker in Australia subject to the offshore processing regime and means that not a single one of them should be removed without their consent until they have had their claims assessed through a new and lawful process in accordance with the High Court's ruling. And essentially, the solution now is to ensure that all asylum seekers are put on equal footing and no one is discriminated against because of where or how they arrived in Australia. So we call on the government to abandon the offshore processing regime, which the High Court has found to be fundamentally flawed.
So in your view, is there no advantage for the government now to continue with offshore processing?
No, the attempt to keep these people outside Australian law and the protection of the courts has failed. Essentially, the High Court has unanimously ruled that these decisions were unfair and unlawful because the government was not applying ordinary Australian laws to decisions on these life or death matters.
And in your view, does this apply also retrospectively to all asylum seekers who, since, what, about 2002, have been subject to the offshore processing regime?
There's no doubt that this decision will also result in looking very carefully at what has happened in the past in relation to the decisions of many asylum seekers subject to this offshore processing regime, this scheme which the High Court has now found to be fundamentally flawed.
The High Court's ordered the Commonwealth and the Immigration Minister to pay costs. The Immigration Minister at the time the law was changed, Philip Ruddock, accepts the High Court ruling but says it will clog up Australia's legal system.
In terms of being able to manage Australia's borders, this will be a diabolical decision. It will increase rapidly the numbers of people seeking to access Australia. And I don't dispute the court's entitlement to come to a view, but the outcome will have very significant implications for Australia and the capacity to be able to manage our borders. The decisions that the government has already taken that has led to this turnaround in expectations and led to something like 8,000 people arriving by boat in Australia since Labor came to office will be compounded by this decision, because in effect it means that all of those people who are taken to Christmas Island, who up to now have been precluded from bringing actions continuously before our courts will again be able to access the court, and once they access it for a preliminary decision, if they don't like the outcome, they will take a further appeal. If they don't like that outcome, they will take a further appeal. And in the end, all of them will end up before the High Court. I think the High Court will have a very, very significant caseload, which they will have difficulty in managing.
Did you ever have any doubts that what you did was legal, or did the political imperatives dictate for you that you should take the risk and then have the High Court overturn it, you know, some years later?
No, look, steps like this are taken because you receive advice. What you intend to do is lawful.
The Greens are foreshadowing they'll introduce a bill next week giving all asylum seekers access to the courts. The government's clearly been prepared for an adverse ruling from the High Court. The Attorney General, Robert McClelland, isn't saying how Labor will respond other than this general statement.
Clearly, thought has been given to different possibilities and different potential review mechanisms that might now be relevant, but we'll just have to wait and see and literally read the reasoning of the court to find out the appropriate course of action.
That's the Federal Attorney-General Robert McClelland ending that report from Alexandra Kirk.